This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the 17th day of November 2020. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. Your host is Wayne Allen Root. He will be here at the top of the hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to hang out with you. All the great radio stations across the entire country, from sea to shining sea. And I can't thank you all enough. And thanks all the folks over at the USA Radio Network. Chris pushing all the buttons down there in Dallas, making it all go, with a lot to get to. And I have to start in a somber place, to be honest with you. I am no longer confident in this country's ability to hold an election. Now, I know it's 2 weeks past November 3rd, the big showdown day between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and I know it's maybe taken me a little bit longer to get here than some of you other folks. Maybe you've come to this conclusion before. But as I absorb more stories and more information about everything that has happened on November 3rd and beyond and before, I've come to the conclusion that I can no longer trust what happens here in this government. I just am at a loss for explaining how ballots are found in basements. 2,500 ballots are found in Georgia. How folks are not allowed into the count room when it's deemed mandatory for Democrats and Republicans to witness counts together. I am at a loss how multiple times, multiple reports of dead people voting. And that is just scratching the surface of the potential chicanery and fraud that is going on behind the scenes, not only with this election, but more than likely elections of the past. And how do you, as a good American citizen, somebody who goes to work every day and fights the fight, has a family, and one of the most cherished patriotic things that you do, in some cases every year, is go to the polls and vote. And now that has been taken away from you. How do you have a country where your voice is silenced? Because that's what's happening. If, in fact, we get into a situation, and we're going down that road, if we're into a situation where your vote means nothing, you are powerless. They are placing people in power, the people that they want to place in these positions, they're the ones getting placed at president, vice president, senator, congressman, and you have nothing to do with it. You're a hollow shell of a citizen. You're just sort of filling up space for them. Well, we've got ourselves a major, major problem in this country, because the one thing, above everything else, the one thing that we absolutely need is a confidence that the votes that we cast on Election Day are counted and honestly tabulated to honestly give us an eventual winner. Without that, we have nothing. Understand that. Everything else is secondary. We could talk about taxes. We could talk about freedoms. We can talk about Second Amendments. We could talk about First Amendments. We could talk about all of it. But if your vote doesn't count, it is all worthless, because you can't make change unless you have a voice. And if they've taken your voice away, well, I have to say it's time for us to take it back. And I'm very, very skeptical that we have a voice. I'm very skeptical. This election has proved that. Now, I've talked to a number of people high up on the food chain, people that I respect, people that I trust, people that I think their judgment is sound. And a lot of these folks are saying the same thing, that something really devious and diabolical went on in this election. And I don't know if they're going to be able to cobble together enough evidence prior to December 14th when they all get together to cast their official ballots, official Electoral College ballots. I don't know. I don't know, you know, what to expect from that. But I sure know that whatever happens in this election, however it ends up going, moving forward. Now, I know we always say this and then we forget it. But God, moving forward, if we don't fix this process, then we're just doomed to repeat it over and over again. And we are setting ourselves up, and I've been saying this over and over, to have a banana-type republic where they place leadership and we just obey. And I refuse to live in that kind of a world. I'm not living in a country where they tell me who's in charge without me having a voice. Not going to happen. My voice will have to be heard. And that is part of the reason why we get behind this microphone and we do what we do every single day. I'm talking about the talking heads in this business. And that's part of what we do. That's why Wayne gets behind the microphone, I'm sure, every single day to voice his concerns and his opinions on the freedom of this country and where it's going and where it's headed and where it's been. We're living in a very, very dangerous time, and we need to pay very close attention. This election, if it's been stolen, I mean, this is the biggest news story ever. Understand that. If they can prove this, it's the biggest news story ever. And I'm hoping, sooner rather than later, they come to the table with enough evidence to at least shake and rock the foundation and the bedrock of this country, because it has to happen. It has to happen sooner rather than later if we're going to enact change in the way we do things. So that's number one. Number two is, I'd like to play you, if you don't mind, with your permission, of course, some clips of audio from former President Barack Obama. And Obama sat down with 60 Minutes, and I thought some of the things that he said were interesting. He was asked a question about the state of the state and how close we are to a quote-unquote promised land.
I titled it the promised land because even though we may not get there in our lifetimes, even if we experience hardships and disappointments along the way, that I at least still have faith we can create a more perfect union. Not a perfect union, but a more perfect union. We have gone through a presidency that disregarded a whole host of basic institutional norms, expectations we have for a president that have been observed by Republicans and Democrats previously, and maybe most importantly most disconcertingly, what we've seen is what some people call truth decay, something that's been accelerated by outgoing President Trump, the sense that not only do we not have to tell the truth, but the truth doesn't even matter.
I always find it, infuriating when someone will get in front of a camera or in front of a microphone and wax poetic about telling the truth and honesty and do it without an ounce of remorse or guilt or hesitance to get on 60 Minutes and tell the world that essentially Donald Trump spent 4 years lying, and having that come from Barack Obama is remarkable to me. How many times did the former president lie during his administration? I mean, I can go back to two or three off the top of my head. Benghazi was a flat-out lie, standing in front of those caskets, telling these families flat-out just fallacies. How about the fact that we've proven now that he has spied on Donald Trump's campaign. And, you know, it's funny, doing a little research for this opening segment, because, you know, time sort of zaps you of some of the things that you remember. I decided to go on Google, which is becoming so ultra-partisan and ultra-liberal. It's really remarkable. Every day it gets worse. But I wanted to get a list of Obama lies or omissions or deceptions so that I could share that with you during this opening break. So I typed in Obama lies. And you know what popped up? You would think, oh, well, if I type in Trump lies, there's a whole gaggle of pages filled with so-called Trump lies. If I type in Obama lies, you know what I get? Donald Trump spread racist lies about Barack Obama. Michelle Obama reflects on Donald Trump's racist lies. You trying to tell me that isn't trying to sway opinions of citizens in this country? I've said this to you before, I'll say it to you again. The most powerful entity in this country is not the government. It's the folks who control information. It's Google. It's Facebook. It's Twitter. They rule the show. That's just proof positive. Do it with some other things sometimes. Do it with some things that you think are clear cut and see what happens when Google spits out its, you know, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 most read, most popular stories about that subject. It's really remarkable. You'll be shocked. All right. Listen, I got to take a quick break. I ran out of time. I wanted to play a little bit more Barack Obama audio, but maybe we'll do that a little bit later on. Listen, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. This show is called Raw and Unfiltered. It's on all these great stations across the entire country on the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. If you want to reach me, you can. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. A quick break. We'll come right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Recently, I met John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. They shared with me their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. I've started the program, and I'll share updates with you over the next 88 days. But don't just take my word for it. support, go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Let yours be one of them. Energized Health offers 100% money-back guarantee. They're A-plus rated and have helped thousands over 20 years. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the master class or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get the WAR Action discount. EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. This segment of the show is sponsored by X3 Bar, which is a wonderful new exercise bar. You know I'm Mr. Exercise, and I've worked out an hour or two every day in my home gym basically my whole life for decades. Since I'm 15 years old, I've been working out like a maniac. That's how much I believe in exercise, and there's probably a correlation there why I've never been sick in my life in the last 25 years. I've had two minor colds that lasted a day or two. I believe in exercise. Now it turns out, though, I could have saved perhaps hundreds or thousands of hours and used those extra hours for, you know, doing business or making more money or hanging with my family, enjoying my kids, my dogs, my beautiful fiance Cindy, simply by using the brand new X3. The X3, the reason it's named that, by the way, is three times more effective than free weights. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product, and that's perfect for me because I never have worked out in a gym in my life. I've always built beautiful home gyms and worked out at home to save myself time. I don't have time to run to a gym or come back or take a shower at the gym. I just do it all at home. Boom, save time. 20 minutes here, 15 minutes there. Changes your life. The X3 is portable. It's easily stored. It's used by dozens of professional athletes who use it to replace weightlifting. And the key components of the X3 are made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. That's the letter X, the number 3, bar, B-A-R.com, x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root and save $75. That's X3Bar, B-A-R.com, because it's three times more effective. X3Bar.com, promo code WAR. Save $75 on yours truly.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Some serious stuff just to talk about.
here in the next couple of minutes before we got to take another break. Once again, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. You can reach me, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. I could not take my eyes off of some of these videos that surfaced after the rally down in Washington. I'm sure you've seen some of this stuff, but when you watch an older man or an older woman, in this case it's an old man, who is cornered like some kind of prey in the street, circled by a bunch of hyenas who are looking for their pound of flesh, right? A bunch of Antifa hyenas. And, you know, he's guy in the middle is trying to fight off these attackers one by one as they're coming at him from all different sides. And, you know, he's trying to walk away, but they're following him. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the video, but essentially it's an older guy. And, you know, he's getting pushed on from one side and pulled on from another. And he's trying to separate himself and turn around and face an attacker and then turn around again and face somebody else. It's in the middle of a street in Washington, D.C. And I can't quantify the level of cowardice from somebody who would, during this kind of an altercation, who would come from nowhere, right behind a couple other people, while the guy's back is turned, and sucker punch him, causing the old man to fall to the ground, all bloody, and then having more of these jackals and hyenas kick the guy in the head over and over again. Do you understand the level of cowardice that you have to possess to be that kind of a person? It's monumental. It's literally monumental levels of being a complete coward. Because not only are you tracking this person in overwhelming superior numbers, but, you know, you're sucker punching and you're kicking the person once they go down. It's completely animalistic, right? And this is Antifa, Black Lives Matter. This is what's going on in different places across the country. And again, we saw it on national TV happening in Washington. But just think about that for a second. You've got what appears to be a 20-something-year-old Black Lives Matter supporter, or Antifa. I mean, the person was of color, so most folks of color aren't Antifa. They're mostly the Black Lives Matter folks. So we'll say it's Black Lives Matter. Who's going to gauge the perfect opportunity to strike, and then strike the person from behind, and then run away, and let other folks kick the guy while he's down. Just, you know, sort of try to compartmentalize that. And what kind of a person, what kind of a human being would do that to another human being? It's as low as you get. It's as low as you get. All cowards, every single one of them. All right, I've got to take a quick break. Once again, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans and total data. Open fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See policy letter. License in all 50 states. And LS Consumer Access.org number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new acting defense secretary is officially announcing troop drawdowns in Afghanistan and Iraq that'll happen by January 15th.
Our forces Their size in Afghanistan will be 2,500 troops. Our force size in Iraq will also be 2,500 by that same date.
Christopher Miller insisting the move doesn't mean U.S. policy or objectives are being changed. Miller took over after the president fired former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper last week. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has rejected the Trump campaign's claim that Republicans lacked access to Philadelphia's vote count proceedings. The ruling was 5-2 against the campaign. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 167 points, finishing at 29,783. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie Wayne. We'll be here at the top of the hour. And just about every week, I try to squeeze in one of the segments, this next gentleman. He has 30-plus years of military excellence. He writes, he blogs, he speaks. He is also with the Heritage Foundation. He's our good pal, Stephen Bucci. Stephen, how are you today?
I'm well, Lee. How are you doing this week?
Well, we're doing okay. We're doing okay. So I got to tell you, I had an interview with General McInerney. And I tell you, Stephen, after I did the interview, the listeners out there, they wanted this information as fast as they possibly could get it. I posted the interview up online, and folks kept going to it, and it got a ton of hits. But I want to ask you, he was talking about Project Hammer and Project Scorecard. What do you make of both of those projects?
Well, first, let me say that General McInerney is the real deal. He's been at this business for a long time. Makes me look like a rookie. And I'm not at the age where I should be a rookie. But, you know, he's been around a long time.
Right.
And has done some pretty darn significant things. I consider him a friend in the sense that he's a big, significant senior guy, and I'm less so, in my opinion. But great guy. Expert in what he talks about. I believe him when he speaks. These projects that were going on for a long time, you know, this is where you always get kind of, you know, part of me as a former intel guy when, you know, people say, oh my God, you know, the people from other countries are interfering in our elections. Well, yeah, they are, and we should really try hard to stop them, and we should, you know, shake our fists at them when they do it. But we really shouldn't be surprised because we kind of do it to everybody else. So, you know, those projects that the general was referring to were developed for use against adversaries, and have been used that way. But now it appears, you know, that there's been some folks fiddling with them and using them against our own people, or at least, you know, against sides they disagree with. So, it's problematic. It needs to be investigated. The general's, you know, not a nut job. He's a pretty significantly credible source. And if he's saying he's got the evidence to show what these folks have been doing, then you would think the FBI and other law enforcement would want to look into it.
How would it work? Potentially millions of votes switch sides, and 3% he was talking about, and it would certainly be the difference in the states that are in question. I mean, would it be as simple as going, what, to the Supreme Court in each state first, and then eventually to the U.S. Supreme Court? But we have it's actually a hard deadline when the delegates go and vote next month, so they got to get this all done in a month, Stephen? Is that how it would work?
Yeah, they do. This is one of the problems with challenging an election from a legal standpoint is there is a hard stop. You know, we've got dates where the electors have to cast their votes, and make the final decision, which, by the way, has absolutely nothing to do with the press. Just a reminder that the press declaring somebody the winner has no meaning, no standing in law, and all the folks that are, you know, screaming that Trump should concede because after all, you know, the AP and NBC and all these guys have said he lost. They're full of crap. That they have no standing. So when the states certify the election and direct the electors to cast their votes based on how the people in the state voted, that's when it comes due. But now, you know, from the other end, you're running into that problem. Those dates have to be met. And these challenges have to at least get into the higher courts where they're going to give some direction as soon as possible. And every day that goes by that doesn't happen is problematic for President Trump's case writ large, because if he runs out of time and the election gets certified, it's done. And I don't know if there's a way to reverse it once those elector votes go in. If there is, I'm not aware of it, but it obviously would be a lot more complicated if this happens after that.
the worst possible scenario here is that there isn't enough time, and then after the 15th of next month when they vote, then more evidence comes out, and in fact it gets to the point where, you know, you're actually really questioning the electoral process in this country. I can't think of a more chaotic situation than that. So I don't know, I would think all hands would want to do their best to see some kind of resolution prior to that, right?
Yeah, you know, and that's why it's so ridiculous that all these people are screaming, oh, Trump needs to back off. You know, we've spent at least 2.5 years with the official, you know, Russia collusion investigation trying to sort this out. If someone had fiddled with our election and there had been some sort of you know, bad behavior, and everybody was not just supportive of that on the Democrat side, were demanding it. And now the same people are saying, you know, Trump just needs to concede, give it away, you know, back down. He needs to, you know, go for unity and just let this thing go. But, you know, you would think that Democrats, if there's a challenge to the validity of Joe Biden's, you know, win, I'm doing air quotes here, then they should want it set so that they don't have to go through 2.5 years or 4 years the way President Trump did of people questioning, you know, the veracity of that win. If they're comfortable, if they think all those votes are good, they should welcome that, not fight it. And they should be pushing to get it done as quickly as possible so that it can be settled, done, and we can move on as a nation. But, you know, fighting it makes you a little suspicious. You know, in the same way they said, well, you know, President Trump, you know, he should be in favor of us digging in here unless he's hiding something. Well, why doesn't that same logic apply? You know, it turns out President Trump was rightfully defending himself. He hadn't done anything wrong. There was no collusion. But this stuff, I got to say, there's a ton of circumstantial evidence that looks so flaky that it's hard to believe that it's all just, you know, make-believe or just happenstance. But the, you know, the Dems, they don't want you to look into it. Why?
Yeah, no, I could not agree with all of that. I mean, if there's nothing to see, then they should welcome any and all investigations, and they should want to get to the bottom of this, because moving forward, the last thing this country would want is to question whether or not the elections that we hold every other year are on the up and up. Because if they are basically zero, if they don't mean anything, as I said earlier today, then we're living in a banana republic, and, you know, they basically decide who the leadership is, and we have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and that's just unacceptable. That's not what this country is based on. We are supposed to be the shining light on the hill with our electoral process for the rest of the world, and this kind of is what the Russians like to see. They want to see the credibility of our elections challenged. They want to see us torn down, and if somebody was fiddling with it, we shouldn't want to hide it. We should want to shine a light on it and get it fixed so we can get back to that point where everybody has that confidence. If there is something flaky, the last thing we want to do is sweep it under the rug.
Every American should want a fair and just election, no matter what side you're on, no matter if your candidate won or not. I can honestly say, and I don't want to speak for you, but I'm sure it's the same, that if a candidate that I was pulling for won and they won it dishonestly, or they, even if it wasn't of their knowing and they still won, I would want the investigation. I would want to get to the bottom of it. And if my candidate didn't win because of it, I would accept the other person and move on. I think that this is a very dangerous precedent that we're setting. We're just supposed to bury our head in the sand.
Yeah, I agree completely. And I also feel if we do the investigation and it shows that Biden won fair and square, or that, you know, there may have been some finagling, but it was at such a low level that it didn't really affect the outcome. Hey, I'm, you know, I grew up as a soldier. You know, I salute the commander in chief and move out. I may not like the person. I may disagree with his policies, but if he's the guy, it, you know, that gets the nod and gets sworn in on Inauguration Day, then he's the president, he or she. If we don't know, if we don't do that due diligence, how the heck are we going to know for sure?
Let me ask you one more. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. We had a conversation earlier this morning, and one of the columnists from a local paper said that the Biden should definitely receive the briefings. Since you're a military guy, your thoughts on whether or not Biden should be privy to what Trump gets every day?
The system is set up so that once the person is declared the president-elect, they get those briefings. At this point, the official system has not declared Biden the president-elect yet. It isn't just, Trump conceding. It's the certification of the election, of the results by the states that make that, trigger that change in status. That has not occurred yet. I don't think the Republic is at risk because it's another week before Joe starts getting those briefings. If it went and he didn't get any briefings all the way up till the week before he gets inaugurated, that's a problem.
Okay.
But I think we still have some time. There were delays in that from when President Bush got the briefings that we were sorted out. That took into December. I don't think we're at risk yet. And the people that are saying that, I think, are pushing an agenda. But, it's got to be decided soon, in the next week or two, or they need to make an exception and begin the briefings. But I don't think it needs to happen today or this week or even before the end of next week.
All right, buddy, I got to run. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. I'm completely out of time. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Alaroot! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to the show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy. And I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month. And for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna. And they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. Wayne Allen Root, your host, will be here at the top of the hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I get a chance to hang out with you once again on the great USA Radio Network, all of these phenomenal stations across the entire country. I was searching through some different kind of stuff to end this hour with. Get away from voting, get away from politics, get away from all of that. Go down a different path here just for a couple of minutes, so humor me. So, there was a new study that found the most important inventions of all time. Like, what do you think is the most important invention of all time? On the list, airplanes. Anesthesia is on the list, and it belongs on the list. Imagine how we would try to, you know, get through healthcare without it, right? And think about what they did prior. Right? I mean, if you had to get your tooth pulled prior to anesthesia, well, you get all liquored up. But think about that. I mean, you go to have a procedure done now, and the anesthesiologist says, oh, we'll count back from 10 to 1. By the time you hit 8, you're out cold, and you wake up, and you're good to go. It is a remarkable invention. Also on the list, cars. Of course, cars. Computers. So computers is number 7 on the list. I would think computers would have been higher, but again, they're looking at the big picture of this study. TVs. Now, I would argue that computers have come so far, computers are probably more important and more impactful than TVs. Now, TVs started that sort of trend and changed lives, but so did the computer. And I think the computer now with the ability to watch TV through the computer. I would think if somebody asked you, here's a way to solve this problem. If somebody asked you to give up one of the two, television or computer, I think 90% of the people out there would give up their television. And I bet you it's 100% of the people out there under the age of 50 would give up their television rather than giving up their computer. Other great inventions, the light bulb, of course, vaccines, which is interesting considering at the time that we live in. That's another thing I wanted to ask y'all. Are you willing to take this vaccine when they get it? Are you going to, get in that line? I am so skeptical about this. I'm always skeptical. I don't get a flu shot. I'm one of those, right? Do as I say, not as I do. I think you should get one if you think it's the right thing for you. I just don't do it. So I can imagine what's going to happen if they try to mandate that thing. It's not going to happen, but I'm just saying. We talked about that on my morning show, too, as to what would happen if they tried to mandate getting a vaccine shot. And I don't know if that would fly. The telephone is number two on the list. And the number one thing they say is the most important invention of all time is electricity, which I think the ability to harness electricity would put it number one. Because without it, what else do we have? Not much. All right, so I said I wasn't going to be political, but I lied. Dr. Fauci says, stop doing these things immediately. If you're doing them, stop, cease, and desist. You want to know what they are? Fauci says no to bars and nightclubs. This is if Fauci was in control and he could have his way for the next year. These are things he would put to bed. No bars, no nightclubs. No to large family holiday celebrations. Now, I know that's a fight across the country. People are ticked off about this. Thanksgiving is, normally a time when families sort of get together and heal. Fauci says no. No to non-essential travel during the pandemic. No to indoor dining of any kind during the pandemic. No to gyms. How about this one? A crowd is a crowd. Fauci would rather have you not gather at religious outings. No to theaters. No to cruises. And no to taking off your mask. Those are things that Fauci says you should do. That's the best way, according to the doc, for us to stop this pandemic. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready? What is the final day, like the final line in the sand that you're going to draw when you're going to stop all of this? I mean, because I think that there are people out there, what I mean by that is I think there are people out there who are absolutely COVID fatigued, and I'm getting to be one of them. But is there like an artificial date set in your head that once you get past this date, the masks are coming off and you're going back to life as normal? How about July 5th? How about July 4th? How about that? How about Independence Day? How about if we're not fixed 100% by Independence Day, we proclaim our Independence Day and go maskless? Just saying. All right, I got to go. You guys enjoy the rest of the show. Wayne Allen Root is up after the top of the hour. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.